This is the Huey Alert Podcast with Craig and Shelley Huey, bringing you the tools to transform our nation and culture, the intersection of faith and politics.
Hi, it's Craig Huey, Huey Alert Podcast. I'm so glad you're with us today, and I got my beautiful bride, Shelley.
Hey.
And Shelley, I am so excited.
Hi.
Because Pastor Jack is with us.
Jack Hibbs, wait.
Jack Pastor? Hibbs.
Come on.
Can you believe it?
Wait, where are we?
We are at the NRB in Nashville, and he's set up.
This is amazing.
Because, you know, here's the thing, folks. Pastor Jack has one of the most amazing ministries out there, teaching God's Word. You know, my background with Calvary Chapel, he is a Calvary Chapel pastor. Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, believes in expository teaching and God's Word. And it's powerful. And God has blessed his ministry. He's got a nationwide TV broadcast and radio broadcast. He started Real Life Network, which you might want to mention. He's had 30 years from starting in a home study to an incredible church that is really salt and light to his not only his community, but to the world. Jack, welcome.
Thank you both. That's very kind what you guys said. Thank you so much.
So, Jack, you have an amazing ministry. But one of the things God has put on your heart is to be a leader in stirring up the church and stirring up pastors. And one of the things that I found fascinating is this: what happened in Congress.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I was invited to give the opening prayer to the 118th Congress in the U.S. Capitol by House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Yep, yeah. Good guy.
Good guy. Great guy, actually. And so I did that, but I guess, got confused. They may have thought I was praying to them. They didn't like it. I was actually praying to the Lord. But what happened was I prayed in Jesus' name. That was unacceptable.
Yes.
I mentioned Father twice. That's unacceptable.
Wow.
I mentioned that the Lord might have mercy upon us regarding our national sins. That was absolutely something that was contemptible to them. And so 26 House Democrats wrote a letter of condemnation and calling
against your prayer,
against my prayer, and calling Mike Johnson's authority into question for and judgment for having me appear in Congress to offer the prayer. Because I found out, you guys, that they said that I was a Jew hating, Muslim hating, just about everybody hating person. And wow, it was quite amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And so what I did was, though, I did pray that prayer in the name of Jesus, and yet the parts about Lord grant mercy upon us and forgive us of our national sins, I actually got that from Reverend Duché in the opening of our nation. I got parts of that prayer from Abraham Lincoln, who asked God to forgive us of our national sins. And so, unfortunately, for those 26 Democrats, they not only did not like the prayer that was not being directed to them, but they have no knowledge of the chaplaincy program that Ben Franklin actually created with John Adams. And that my prayer was mild compared to congressional prayers from 1774 onward.
So,
You know, Shelley, there was a news outlet that was interviewing me about this, and I said something to the effect of, where do you get this idea, you know, about this a Christian Judeo-Christian foundation? And I said, well, it's not my idea, actually. All one has to do is read the two paragraphs of the Mayflower Compact.
That's right.
People forget that. Yeah. Read the Mayflower Compact. Yeah. It's going to take you about 3 minutes maximum, and you're going to hear at least two references to Jesus Christ and to God.
Yeah. I mean, the foundation, you know, really, we go back to the First Great Awakening.
Yes.
Which sparked the American Revolution.
Absolutely.
And then the Second Great Awakening, which sparked the abolition of slavery, destroying the evil of slavery.
Spot.
It was the church.
Yes.
And that's what we need today, is that
so
revival.
Well said.
And that's what I was so impressed by a study you after Israel was attacked on prophecy.
Yes.
Because you tied in revival, you tied in repentance, hidden prophecy.
Yes.
That was unfolding. And, you know, Pastor Chuck, Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa,
yes.
when I went to the tent, that's what was there. And he would talk about and integrate current events. But the pastors today aren't doing that.
Really? Yes. You know, it's funny because I would assume that a pastor wants his church to be relevant.
Yes.
You would think so.
But to me, for the church to be relevant is for it to be as biblical as possible because the Holy Spirit could not be any more relevant.
Right.
You're right.
So my question, I guess, why? Jack, you know these pastors. Some are Calvary Chapel pastors, Baptist pastors, independent church pastors, where they will not touch.
Yeah.
If anything about Israel, they would just say, oh, there's a problem in Israel. Pray for those people.
Yeah.
They wouldn't talk about what was going on and how it related to the Word of God.
Or they would kind of it and then downplay it and then not say a thing.
In silence.
And
total silence.
I mean, here we saw that here.
Well, if you are some form of an investigative reporter or a detective, you would have to analyze this. And so you would come to the conclusion that either, the pastor doesn't care, B, he's not aware of it, C, he doesn't know fully the connection of the last day's Bible prophecies to Israel.
Yeah.
And then maybe D is something that's even more terrifying, and that is, they know it,
yes,
and they deliberately keep it from their congregation, which would be equivalent to what Ezekiel and Isaiah warned about, that if the shepherd or if the watchman of the wall
is not blowing the
trumpet of warning to their congregations, God says, I'm going to require their blood on your hands for not warning the people.
Scary.
So that D to me is an unacceptable path.
Yeah.
So much of this upcoming election has to do with the pastors, what they do.
That's right.
What do you think, honey? Are the pastors going to speak up?
No, they won't, overwhelmingly. Why do I say that? Because we've watched even elections here. And of course, very involved in California elections.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they didn't mention it from the pulpit.
No.
They didn't have any type of awareness of church registration ballots, no discussion at all.
Now that's got to be driving the two of you crazy because our relationship was first established in Southern California with voter guides and getting the vote and teaching people their Christian biblical worldview responsibility to steward the vote for the glory of God.
So, let me tell you something, Jack. This is the mind-blowing part. It's not only stupefying to us. We know pastors personally where we've told them about election forms, for example. They're like, oh, interesting. Can't do it.
You mean they won't do it?
They won't do it.
And so there's this bastion of full on ignorance in the Bible Belt, in my opinion.
So
on the one hand, we have
a famine for God's word. On the other hand, even those few that are teaching God's word, they're silent about being salt and light. They're silent about our First Amendment freedoms. They're silent about the protection of Israel.
Yeah. Listen, I want to encourage the two of you because you plowed the ground in California for years. And your labors are now being manifested. And let me remind your listeners, you're about to hear something that you will not hear on national media. But I believe it's God honoring your labors. In 2022, the election in such a way caused Nancy Pelosi to lose her job.
Yes.
Yes.
People never stopped to ask how that happened.
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, California sent Daryl Issa, Young Kim, Michelle Steele, and Mike Garcia. And there was another gentleman up in the Bay Area, forget his name right now, and California changed the balance of power in the U.S. in the House.
Right.
And And today we have Mike Johnson, a wonderful born-again believer who we actually know is a real born-again believer. Yeah,
right, you know,
we've known this guy for 20-something years.
Right.
He's the real deal.
Yeah.
But nobody's stopping to say, how did that happen? Well, it happened through California. How'd that happen? Well, Craig and Shelley Yulee have been on the front lines in California,
you.
And we know that to be true.
Well, we appreciate that encouragement.
Thank you.
And we're still involved in California.
Yes, of course.
We still have the voter guides. And but we're trying to expand this. And so this podcast is saying to the churches, wake up, active. So you know the pastors. What would you say to a pastor or a church leader or someone in a church that says, I want to do something? What would you say to them?
Well, number one, they should get in contact with your links
and
find out what's available to them and what's legal. They need to know that.
Right.
Because we have so many fantastic liberties still. You don't feel it. You don't think it. Oh, no. We've got great protection.
Right.
We've got great liberties. Let's use them. But this is what I would say to the pastors is that you're going to stand before the audience of one in the end. You're not here to please your board or the congregants. You are to speak truth. And if you think for a moment that, well, if I really speak truth, then I'm going to lose congregants. What you're going to lose is what Jesus called tares.
Yes.
They're not real in the first place.
Wow.
Well, pastor, maybe I'm just going to preach the gospel. I'm just going to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, you need to repent of that if that's all you're going to do.
Right.
Because after you preach the gospel, then the heavy lifting begins, and that's called disciple making.
Yeah.
Right?
Imagine that. Yeah.
We evangelize, they get saved, but then, listen, we disciple them in what? In every area of life. That's why Jesus said, let your light so shine before men. And he stated men generically, meaning, let your light so shine before the non-believing world.
That's
that
right.
In the day of judgment, he's referring to, when they see your good works, they will give honor to God. They may be lost in eternity, but they have to turn to God and say, you know, Craig and Shelley, they shined the light on this when I was in the world, and I should have listened to them.
Yeah.
And we need to be that salt that both stings, right?
Yep.
It purifies.
Yep.
But I believe now that look, I'm going to vote, and I'm going to encourage our church to vote, and we're going to do what we have always done. But it is more evident than ever that pastors are needed now, more than ever. And God is calling out to them now. He's crying out to them, because here's the reason why. If God is going to spare this nation from certain invasion or destruction, he's going to spare it because his shepherds will speak up. His shepherds will present the full counsel of God without being afraid. And I believe now that the answer for America's future is going to be soon decided, and that decision is going to be based upon God's house, not the state house, not the White House.
Right.
It's going to be God's waiting to hear from his
like
house.
That. We know that always works like that. Every time you look anywhere in the Old Testament, especially, it's always God's people rising up against enemy.
You know,
right?
Shelley, I think you hit the nail on the head. How many churches today study the Old Testament?
Not many, like three.
And the reason why the reason why they're messed up today, they're dealing with woke-ism and all that stuff, is because they've not learned about God in his total nature.
Right.
So here's my argument. We read the New Testament, but for a church that doesn't study the old, how do you know if the new is true?
No.
There's no way to know if the new is true unless you read the promises of the old. It's the Old Testament that made the promises, and it's the New Testament that records those promises being fulfilled.
Right, right. Awesome.
100%.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, one of the things I like about at your church, Jack, is ballot harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
And most listeners, that's not legal in their state.
Right.
But a bunch of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a list of states where it's legal that they can see on our website.
Right.
Can you tell us what you're doing, why you're doing it?
Yep.
I know you've been criticized for it.
Oh, well, yes, but that's okay. So the state of California having its supermajority, right? That means the Democrats have absolute power. They can do whatever they want.
Yes.
So for them to enshrine the Democrat Party, really, California was slated to be a one-party state.
Right.
And that's still their agenda.
Yeah.
So they crafted this thing called ballot harvesting, right, which sealed the deal for them forever. Well, when it became law, I want to repeat, when they made it the law, right, immediately I got Gina Gleason,
yes,
into my office.
Yep,
we got a couple of attorneys together.
Right.
We got John Eastman, who you
yes
might remember.
Oh, I know him.
And we said, how can we take a very, very bad law,
yep,
and do good with it?
Yeah.
And so we took ballot harvesting and renamed it ballot collection.
Yeah.
We made the churches in California the epicenter of where you bring your ballots to on Sunday.
Yep.
They're in the approved, by the way, a lot of people don't know this. You get these state-approved, legalized lock boxes from Amazon.
Right.
You rent them. But we went beyond that. We set up video cameras. So you not only see the person putting in their
right
ballot into the box, you see the whole process. You can not even be a Christian and pull up to our church,
right,
drive up, and put it into the box, all
yeah
with video and security
right
detail there. So what happened was, the first time we ever tried it was in the special election with Mike Garcia.
Yes, right.
In California's 25th district.
Yes.
And so we went up there to train the people, and we did that, and Mike Garcia won. Shockingly
yeah
so, he won.
Yeah.
Why, what happened? We ensured that the vote got counted and that it was a vote of integrity, and mm that if you did vote, you got notification my vote was just counted.
Right.
So the fallout from that was ABC News, Fox
yes
News, CBS
yes
showing up at our church saying,
right,
"What did you guys do? What did you guys do?" And so we showed them what we did, and they said, "Gosh, there's no story here." Well, then the next thing was the California DNC
yeah
said that we're going to be suing you for voter fraud. And they said, we said, come and see how we do it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And so they saw how we did it, and they actually turned and walked away. Frankly, we took a bad law, and we conducted it very, very well, with
sounds
absolute
pretty biblical
absolute transparency.
Yeah.
And it was recorded and documented, and now it's been replicated in so many counties oh in California.
Yes,
awesome. And we're seeing
and
the change now
because that is God's secret weapon.
It is.
Christians mm-hmm hold the future for 2024,
really,
and mm-hmm with your ballot harvesting,
yep,
you've been able to impact the local elections
powerfully.
Powerfully, you've been able, and any church can do this to transform.
Completely
you want to win
legal
the elections, city councils, school board, local elections.
Yes,
the churches are the salt and light for that community.
And pastors need to wake up and realize that they absolutely legally can do this.
Yeah.
It's not against the law.
Yeah.
We've been told it's against the law.
Right.
We've
been stop you yeah any way they can.
We've been told that there's a separation
yeah
of church and state.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, where's that at?
Right.
Give me the documentation. Where is that at? It's not there.
Right.
The pastor, the church, has its First Amendment rights just as the atheists do.
Yeah.
Wow, powerful. Jack, look at this. This is a brand new book.
Yeah.
Want to read the title?
Living in the Days of Deception. Love that title.
Yeah, D-A-Z-E. That came out of the COVID era.
Yes.
I stopped doing for several weeks our teaching through the Bible, and we pivoted and did a topical study because I was watching everybody walking around in a daze. People
right
people either vaccinated, not
yeah
vaccinated, mask or no mask,
right,
five masks.
Right.
You know, what do we do? People were confused. People
yes
were dazed.
Yeah.
And then we talked with, you know, we heard from all of the experts, and then they're mm-hmm confused and arguing against each other. And it quickly became apparent to me, well, you know what? God is not confused. The word of God is clear, but it is evident to me that we're living in the days, the fog of deception.
Yeah.
And so I've been super blessed.
Yes.
Secretary Mike Pompeo read it all the way through
yes
and wrote the foreword to this book. And we're happy to say that Amazon is where you can get it, but they have limited purchasing of it, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah,
because happily to report that the manufacturer has not been able to produce enough of the books, the publisher.
Wow.
So Amazon has limited to four
wow
purchases per purchase. And so, but Hobby Lobby and Walmart and
wow
and those stores have all sold out. Barnes & Noble
wow
sold out.
That's amazing.
That is awesome.
So we've in a couple of weeks, we've gone well over 100,000 in purchases or sales.
I love it.
It's been crazy.
No, this is a blessing to hear that. I want everybody to get this book. You can get it on Amazon. Jack Gibbs living in the days of deception. And yeah. Jack, we love your ministry. Love what you're doing. We love your heart. And thanks for the kind words. And honey, any last thoughts or questions? I know you want to pray for Jack.
One last question.
Yes.
If you were talking to a pastor right now, isn't adhering to speaking truth from the pulpit regarding political elections, issues, what would be the one thing that you would tell him?
I'd say, Pastor, do you realize that we are in a battle? Do you believe the church is in a battle? Do you believe that God has anticipated this battle by giving us the armament in Ephesians 6? Well, then, why do you think God anticipated the armament and the fact that the church is in the battle and that Jesus said the days would be just like this? For you to equip your people for that battle.
Yeah.
They have got to be equipped by you to get out of the pulpit or out of the pews on Sunday and live for 6 days for the glory of God, and then you refuel them
right
on Sunday. Okay. But by all means, are your people ready to fight for righteousness? Righteousness, do righteousness. Are you teaching your people to do that?
And that's brilliant, because the one word that the Spirit's put on me ever since we moved to Tennessee 3 years ago is prepare. And that clarion call comes from the title of that book, as well as your messages that you deliver on Sundays. Anytime you open your mouth, you know that's what's coming out, is prepare.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And these guys have to do it. They have to do it.
We need them.
We do.
For sure.
We need them.
Yeah.
Jack, thank you so much. Honey, will you pray
for
Jack?
Yeah, thank you so much, Shelley.
Lord, thanks so much for bringing Jack to NRB today to talk to us. And what a blessing he is to the church as a whole. We thank you, Father, for protecting his marriage with Lisa. We praise your name that she's right there with him in the trenches. Thank you, God, for his staff. And I thank you and praise your name for his congregation that's not just physically present in Chino Hills, but that come online from all over the world to listen to him. We know that you're raising up an army through Jack right now. So I thank you, God, that he's been given that general anointing. I ask, God, that you give Jack opportunities, not just for today, but tomorrow, throughout this week, to meet specifically with other generals who have chosen to just sit on their hands while our culture is taking a dive bomb in front of our face. And I pray, God, that he would be given words from your Holy Spirit that would infect them and inflict them and cause them to repent, because that's what has to happen, God. I pray for repentance coming straight from the pulpit, from the men that have been entrusted with your word, who have not been called to charge and take action to teach truth and mobilize their people. Because that's what we need, God. We need a mobilization of an army, a massive army, an army that's can't even be numbered. That's what we need here in this nation to save this republic. And it's not just about that. It's about saving others for Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I pray for that spirit of evangelism to come out of Jack's mouth every time he preaches to these pastors that are they're barely telling the gospel, or they're telling a wrong gospel, or they're telling a false gospel. God forbid. And I pray, Lord, that you help these guys not sleep. You're the one that can get them to restless. You're the one that can get them to toss to and fro and not know what they're doing because they haven't done the right thing. Mm. So I pray until they do that you inflict them with incredible discomfort within their spirit.
Mm.
That's what we need, God. We need them to be shaken to the core of their being so that they will tell their congregation, you know, I messed up. I've messed up. I need you to listen and hear truth and engage and be willing to stand. So I pray right now for all the kids that are in these congregations, God, the kids that are old enough, 12 and up, to know the truth and to be engaged, to tell the truth. I pray for them. I pray for the youth pastors that are over them that have unfortunately embraced all this woke ideology. I thank you, God, that they're going to follow leaders, generals like Jack, and hear what he has to say so they'll be inspired and they'll be trained. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are doing miraculous works right now through Jack, through his ministry, through his book, through everything he does and touches. And we pray for protection on California.
Yes.
Right now, because of all the stuff that's going on there, God, you're the one that knows what's going on. You see what's going on. And we just beg you for mercy on that state. And we thank you that you've planted Jack there because he's the boots on the ground. Praise your name for the miracle after miracle. It's going to happen through his life and his ministry and his church. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Jack, thanks so much for coming.
You guys, thank
you. Really appreciate it. And everyone, as we end, don't forget, get living in the days of deception. Well, Shelley, you want to say goodbye?
Adios.
Don't forget, take this podcast, send it out to your email list, text it out, put it on Facebook. Let's get this message out to the pastors, people in your church, friends, family. God bless you guys.
Thanks for joining us this week. We are listener-supported, so please consider partnering with us by donating at craighuey.com or by signing up for our free newsletter. We look forward to being with you next week. And don't forget to share this podcast with others.